one of the hottest things from the technology side of science these days. It's the wireless device, cell phones, BlackBerries, Bluetooth. There's even wireless medical devices that are implanted in people. They make it easy to monitor patients, but a new study warns they may be vulnerable to hackers. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Tina Antolini reports.
One of the most common wireless medical devices in use today is an implantable cardiac defibrillator, or ICD. It's about the size of a pager and can use an electric shock to steady a heart with an irregular beat. ICDs can also hold personal information like birth dates and medical records. And it was just that kind of information that a team of computer scientists was able to steal from an ICD during a recent experiment. Kevin Fu, a computer scientist at the University of Massachusetts, helped build the device that intercepted the signals.
If the patient is with the doctor and we have our device nearby, we can listen to that communication and sort of hear what is going on between the device and the monitoring system.
What's more, researchers found they could actually reprogram the ICD without the patient knowing and even instruct it to deliver a harmful shock. That raises some troubling scenarios, like an attack on Vice President Dick Cheney, who's among the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have an ICD. But the researchers emphasize there is no immediate threat to people already using an ICD or a similar device, like a pacemaker. Their attack wasn't easy to pull off, even in the laboratory, and nobody's ever reported an actual attack. Study co-author William Maisel is the director of the Medical Device Safety Institute at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. He says they just wanted to highlight some of the problems that could arise as more medical devices go wireless.
It's much like airport security officials who might try to pass a package through security. Just because they get a package through doesn't mean that their airplane flight is going to be any less safe. And in fact, it probably will make it more safe in the future.
Indeed, the researchers also suggest some ways companies could make their wireless devices more secure. One of those companies, Medtronic, made the defibrillator used in the study and says it is aware of potential security issues. But Rob Clark, Medtronic's senior director of public relations, says the industry has to make sure that security improvements don't make the devices less useful to patients or doctors.
The primary focus of the manufacturer is to make sure that the device does what it's intended to do from a medical perspective, and then laying on as much security around that as possible, but not creating security or putting security in place that would, in fact, inhibit the device's capability and its ability to treat the patient.
The Food and Drug Administration, which licenses medical devices, says it will be working to develop security recommendations so that a patient's information is as safe as their heartbeat. For NPR News, I'm Tina Antolini.